You're listening in to a recorded phone call that I made as I continue to conduct my fakeology research. It's unedited, unscripted, and may have a few nuggets of information you may find interesting. I always ask permission to record calls I make. Listen in to our weekly broadcast most Saturday nights at 9:11 p.m. at fakeologist.com. Now, on with the call. Yeah, man. I wrote it.
That's good for you, dude. Can you send me the link again?
Hey, hold on a sec. Someone's talking to me. I'm just on the phone. Yeah, Eminem? Is that your name? N-M-M? Eminem?
Yeah, that's my Skype name.
All right. What's your real first name?
Iman?
Yeah. All right. How you doing? My first name's Tim.
Nice to meet you, Tim.
Good to meet you, brother.
Nice to you. So tell me, what you think about 9/11, dude?
Whoa. Well, the whole blog's dedicated to 9/11, actually. Did you get a chance to look through it?
When I added you, I did. That's actually what made me add you. But I forgot exactly what was on there. On your exact blog. But if you send it, I'll be down, check it out.
Where did you find me? Hold on, I'm confused now. How did you find my Skype name?
Your blog?
Yeah.
Oh, on your blog.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, so you haven't, well, the whole blog is dedicated to 9/11, and as
no,
you know.
I read it, but I just forgot what was on it. I think it was late at night.
Oh,
this guy knows what he's talking about. I want to add him and talk to him.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Are you from Canada?
I am. Toronto.
Sick. That's awesome.
It says here you're from Saratoga?
Yeah, but West Coast. Not Saratoga's in New York. Saratoga in California.
Yeah.
So you seem very educated, dude.
Well, dude, very I am. Well. I'm pretty educated. I've done some blogs. I've done some audios. Have you listened to the audios on Fakeologist?
Oh, no. Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do, but most of the stuff I publish is at radio.fakeologist.com. I got to try and figure out how people use my site, because I'm guessing you're a younger person, a millennial?
Yeah. Yes.
How old are you?
22.
22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
Are you okay there?
Yeah, I'm just smoking.
You shouldn't smoke.
You don't like smoking weed?
No. I don't smoke anything.
That's good, dude.
You shouldn't smoke. You're too young to wreck your lungs.
Yeah. But it's alright, dude. It's a habit of mine. I would say even maybe addiction, but it helps me. I like it.
No, it can't help you. It can only hurt. We're not meant to smoke. But anyway, well, I've been doing pardon me?
I should probably be eating instead.
You should be eating?
Eating it.
Well, I don't know about that. Why don't you just eat raw vegetables? You'll be much better off.
Have you ever tried weed?
No, actually, no.
Oh.
No. I have asthma, so smoking does not make sense to me.
Oh, I respect that, yeah.
It seems like a bad idea to put smoke in your lungs.
Yeah. Hey, but you never got high, though, dude. It's kind of worth, I don't know. Maybe not to you, since you never got high, but...
No. I get high on life. But, yeah, you're a good person to talk to. Because I have a feeling that my blog is not laid out properly to educate people. And the fact that you've looked at the blog and really don't know my opinion on 9/11 disturbs me and tells me I'm not doing a good job communicating.
No, dude, the only thing, if you send me your blog right now, can you send it to me so I can check it out? I totally forgot what was on it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fakeologist.com.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
Do you have any opinion on American sports?
Well, I have... sorry, what was your name again? Sorry, Imran?
Iman, like Pokemon.
Iman. Pokemon. Yeah. Iman. Iman. What's the ethnicity of that name?
My parents are from Iran.
All right. Yeah, there's... I guess I like Iranians. Would you call yourself a Persian?
Yeah, that's what Iranian Persian. Yeah, Persian's more back then. Iranian's more recent.
Yeah, I think Iranian is the name that the British gave to the country.
Yeah, in 1935. Yeah, it was changed to Iran.
Yeah, but it really was Persian. Yeah, there's a lot I'd like to talk to. A Persian about, because there's actually a woman on YouTube that's from Persia that lives in your state that does some really great talks. And
oh, really?
I'm trying to remember her name off the top of my head now because it's an odd YouTube name. I can't remember what it is, but she's a truth teller, as I call it.
That's awesome, dude.
But
I wish everyone would.
If you go to my website, fakeologist.com, and I hope you do.
I'm on it right now.
There, I have a, if you go to the right side and go to the categories box, if you can't find it, just type Control F and categories to find it on the page. And what you'll find is recommended audios. And let me just do a quick search for Iran on my blog, and maybe I'll find it. No, I'm going to look up Persian.
Oh, yeah, Middle East, maybe?
Maybe. Okay, but if you look under recommended audio. Oh, here we go. Here's the woman. What's her name? Her name is... I'm going to send you a link to the post. There you go. And the lady who's from Iran, her name is...
I often think humanity is stuck in
Can
a collective stupidity.
Yeah, I hear that.
We are not questioning our history, which has been written by the winners.
I love that Persian accent.
Yeah, I was about to say it. How it sounds Persian. Sounds like my mom.
Yeah, I like that accent. She's a really smart woman. I'm trying to get her on my broadcast, but she does a lot of her own YouTube, so she doesn't really need to be interviewed because she's getting her voice out there on her own.
That's awesome.
Very smart woman, and she's from Iran.
Her YouTube channel?
Yeah, I just clicked you. Did you see the link I just sent you? Persian Truth?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
If you click on that, you're going to see her, my post on her.
Is her name Sage of Quay?
No. That's somebody else. Her name is she calls herself Marmar Queen. I can't remember why she calls herself that. I think her father called her that or something, so she adopted that as her handle.
It looks like that link you sent, dude, sends me somewhere else.
No,
okay.
It'll send you to my website, fakeologist.com. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it. Just found it. Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah.
You like her?
Yeah. She looks older, though. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. She's probably my age, in her 50s.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely gonna check her out when I have the time. I just got up. But that's cool, dude. But yeah, that's awesome how I can be able to talk to you, dude. Like, so if anything happens, like,
would you like to do an interview as a young person, and we can just, you can just ask me questions and you can test me?
Dude, I don't think I'll be the right person to do that. I feel like I have to set up for that, but I would love to do that.
Sure, you're the right person. You got a microphone. Do you have a headset?
Yeah, no, actually, I have a microphone, but if you give me some time, dude, to list some questions,
that'll be fine.
Yeah, and then I'll be happy to do it, dude. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to a younger person about this, because 9/11 is almost out of your time zone now. It's so long ago, you would have only been 8 years old.
Yeah. I definitely remember waking up and, like, you know, having the event, but I definitely didn't doubt it. You know, I definitely didn't take time to, like, to study it for myself. I was just going off whatever the TV was saying.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought, like, as an 8-year-old, I never thought they would be lying to me, or the news would be lying to me to the point where I have to doubt it.
Well, the fact that you're aware of it at 22 gives me a little bit of hope that there are 22-year-olds that don't just get drunk and stoned. So at least you're aware of what's going on before you get too old and it gets too late.
I try to spread awareness.
Yeah, it's really important that you understand this, so you don't spend your whole life being fooled by it like someone like me. You see, if I can catch someone,
when did you wake up to it?
4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So that's going a long period without knowing what's going on.
Yeah, dude, it's tough. It's weird.
Yeah. So if you're 22 and you can be awake, that's great for you. That's really great for you. So let's see how deep your knowledge is, and you probably won't find a website like mine where I'm quite convinced that most of the stories in the world, even today, are fake or made up, manufactured. And that's a pretty big problem if you're heavily invested in the media. Mm-hmm. But it's great that you're awake. Yeah. So for me, 9/11 was, just to answer your original question, because I'm not trying to dodge it. For me, 9/11 was just simply a, what I call an HRDPAR, a hyper-realistic drill, portrayed as real. So they took a real live drill, supplemented it with a movie that was pre-produced, and called it real. What I would call that is a simulation. They simulated an event, a catastrophic event. And I'm not sure, well, actually I am sure now that they knew it would work because they've done it before. Mm-hmm. They've done it before in two ways. I think they've done it before when they describe the nature of the Earth being either round or flat. They've told everyone it's round, and you won't find more than...
I'll do some research on this yesterday.
Yeah.
On gravity and whether the Earth is round or...
Yeah.
Yeah, but continue. We can go back to this because I'm actually interested in that too.
Yeah, that's the big one. So they know that if they tell people not to believe what they're seeing, they will believe it if they're told over and over on a big scale, on a very big scale. So they knew 9/11 would work because they've done it many, many times before, thousands of times before, on big scales and small scales. So there was I don't think they ever had any worry about it. And to be honest, when I run into young people, except maybe yourself, they're not interested in anything to do with the media.
Oh, yeah.
So they wouldn't know if something was fake or real because they're not paying attention at all. So they don't even care.
And I agree with you.
That's the majority of people, though. Not even young people, old people too. They won't. They don't know they're being fooled because they don't even care. They don't care about politics. They don't care about the media.
They don't think it's going to be anything towards them. They think it's just a story, another story that. And if why should they like invest their time? And that's what they think.
Yeah.
Like, how is this going to help me? But really, if you, just being aware, it does help you. It's just like one dot, you know? If you contain one dot, all of them will connect.
Yeah, that's right. And if it doesn't directly slap them in the face, they don't think it has anything to do with them. But if they're members of society, if they're citizens of a country, if they are humans on this world, it will affect them. They just don't know it, or they don't want to know it. And that's what's really important. And that's why I do what I do. And I have a very tiny following. I don't have any illusions about how many people pay attention. I know it's very few. And anytime I get a straggler that's bold enough to reach out to me, I think it's important to engage them, and I'm certainly happy.
That's awesome, man. Knock on wood, man. Knock on wood. Thank you, dude.
No, I'm certainly happy to talk to you or anyone like you.
And awesome, dude.
We do have an audio chat, if you go to audiochat.fakeologist.com, you can download a small program on your phone, tablet, or computer called TeamSpeak. And occasionally, although it's been very quiet, we'll talk to each other as a group. And just, you can have questions, we can have answers.
Yeah, that would be awesome for, especially when current events happen, these fake events happen when they're put as current events. That would be awesome to talk to you guys, to expose these events, like, as soon as possible, you know, where we're not waiting in, like a long years to figure out. Like, 9/11, it took a long time, but, like, now these events come out, it's a lot easier to spot that they're fake.
Yeah. And there's way more people than you think that are awake and aware. They just are all speaking on their own. They're not really connecting.
Yeah.
They're all just
very,
They
don't want to connect. Yeah, everyone, like a lot of people don't want to, cause they start to argue, dude. They just start to lose, like, the main point.
Yeah. Well, they don't know where to go, and there's so many people there to trick them. It's really tricky. It's really tricky to know who you can talk to, who you can trust. It's very tricky.
So what do you think about the flat Earth theory? Do you think the Earth is flat? Like, do you think it's round?
Well, I know for sure that NASA lies, and I know for sure that NASA promotes the ball. That's what I know for sure. So if I put those two things together, there's a good chance that they're lying about the shape of the Earth. And I want to know why, and I want to know what they're hiding, and I want to know what the true shape is. Because I have no way to get up in the air and look down. So all I'm doing is looking around me, and that's just not good enough. That's just not going to give me a good clue.
Yeah.
I know everywhere I look, it's flat. And I know I can't see the curve. And they tell me 100 reasons why I cannot see the curve. And do I believe those 100 reasons? Not really. But I know I'm just too low to the ground to figure it out. And the people that can go up into the air.
You must be really educating the science behind this, right? I mean, it's hard for me to understand the science.
It shouldn't be. I think they want it to be complicated so you don't waste your time even trying. But I don't think it's that complicated. It really isn't. Just like physics is mostly fake. And I think they make it so confusing so you won't get into it. I think that's true. But really, if you just spend a little bit of time listening to some basic science, I think you'll find that the answer is pretty simple.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure about that. I'm not too smart either with science. I have just a high school diploma with a little bit of university. And I know if I even finished university, I don't think I would have been any smarter when it comes to certain subjects. I guarantee I wouldn't be any smarter. I would just have a piece of paper. Unless I took a profession. Unless I got into a profession, which I probably shouldn't have done, but it's too late now. But that's why my profession now is media analysis and discussing media fakery. And that topic, I consider myself I think I have a master's degree in that right now.
It's awesome.
And it's all self-taught, and I'll give my own diploma to myself. And there's a few people on fakeologist.com that I would give the diploma to.
So you've been doing this for, okay, I see. Yeah,
I've been doing it for 4 years now. Coming up to April, it'll be 4 years. So that's a 4-year diploma in media fakery. I think I'm going to graduate. But
yeah, man, that's awesome. Dude. That's good that you're aware and that you're open to talking to other people. So many people are aware and just want to, based off their own ideas, and just go by themselves.
Well, I consider myself on my own because all the views that add up to fakeologist.com are mine, and I don't know anyone who agrees with everything.
Okay. Maybe it's your own research, but I'm saying that you cooperate with people. You conversate with research with others. You don't try to. That's awesome. I try to talk to 2 other people before you, and they do have probably more subscribers than what you're telling me right now. I had no idea. I mean. But one of them, like, responds to the question. But when I asked him about if he studied religious texts, maybe he didn't want to get into that conversation, but he just completely ignored me. And then in the next video he made, he was talking about the flat earth theory.
Yeah.
And he's saying how most people who believe in that are really religious. And he says that he's neutral on the stance. But he says that the people, like, it's – he says he doesn't like the – because the – people who believe in that, it's kind of like they're very dismissive, and they're a lot like religious people. Uh-huh. Like he's comparing to people. Yeah, so...
Well, at the moment, it is a belief system. It's being sold by the people that are talking about it day in and day out as a movement. I don't consider it a movement. I just consider it something to look
into.
Yeah,
that's what
And it is a belief system.
I don't know, man. I think...
Yeah, the nature...
I think there's definitely some truth to it.
Yeah, there must be, because otherwise people wouldn't be debating it.
Yeah.
There has to be.
And he said there might be some truth to it, too, but he also said, like, why does it matter? Like, we're just arguing about a point, like, if the Earth is round or flat. We're not. But I disagree with him there. I think if we're able to actually determine if they're round, we could determine if, if these lies, like, once, like, we're able to tell that NASA's been lying to us and the whole, like, all these scientists community's been lying to us, then we could build from there. He's saying that it's just like a argument that's going to lead to nowhere, whether we do find the truth or not.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with that. I agree with you. I think you're right. It's very important because it shows how easily people are fooled.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's not. It's like your idea is a seed. If it's implanted in your brain, it's going to grow. It takes you to plant the idea. It takes someone to plant the idea.
Well, you're right. It's very important because it's very important to know how easily people are fooled, how gullible people are. And if people are so easily fooled on some super big things that are really completely against what they see with their own 6 senses, then society in general has a big problem. Well, not the people that run it. They don't have a problem. They have a pretty amazing situation. That they can, if they just say things over and over again, up is down, white is black, left is right, then they've got a pretty good thing that they can keep going. Doesn't matter what it is. If they have to convince people that they have to pay for air, people will pay for air. Even if they don't know they're paying for air, they will pay for it. And if you told someone that today, they would think you're nuts. But guess what? You will pay for air.
Damn, man.
And it will happen. And that's just because we can convince you that you need to pay for air for your own security and safety. So. They pay for air where? Oh, in the Lorax. Yes, I was just handed a note saying that in the Dr. Seuss book, The Lorax, have you ever heard of that?
No, I've heard Dr. Seuss, but not the actual book.
Yeah, it's called The Lorax. I was just informed that they did pay for air in that children's book. And I think the Dr. Seuss, whose real name is Theodore Geisel, was an elite person who was used to help program children and subsequently adults into his eugenic ways, where he's one of those people that believes that there's just two classes of people, elite and everyone else, and there's too many of everyone else. So it's it just goes really deep. It goes really deep, yeah. I think it's great that a young guy like you is starting out, and that hopefully you won't isolate too many people of your age, because I don't think your views are very widespread.
I'll tell you, a lot of my friends, they give me a lot of hate, and like they call me a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, it's
tell me
tough.
What am I doing? Yeah.
Well, you're doing the right thing by coming. I call my original radio broadcast Wake Up with Ab. That's my nickname, Aberato, which is Latin for angry man. And I call my radio show 9/11 Hoax Recovery. In other words, I had just discovered 9/11 was probably a hoax, and I needed someone to chat it over with, because I was basically now recovering from the shock.
Yeah.
And it was a shock. It was a shock, number one, that I missed it. And a shock, number two, that everyone else is still missing it. And nothing's happening. Nothing is happening about it. It's really not.
It just takes one look at the Pentagon, dude, in the aftermath. Where are the dead bodies? Where are, just compared to the fucking plane crash that happened in over Ukraine. It's unbelievable how we, happened.
There is an absence of evidence in every part of the story. The evidence is missing everywhere. In all these psychological operations, the evidence is always missing or contradicting. And the fact is that nobody cares about it, including the people that we expect to care about it. That's the main problem I had, and that's the main reason I looked into it. I thought, did I miss something?
They use these events as reasons to push other like agendas. That's what pissed me off. Like when you watch the debates and stuff, you know how many times they mention 9/11?
Every time, yeah, it's in the news every day.
Fucking,
you're absolutely right. It's used as an excuse every single day to this day, and that's reason enough to figure out well what exactly happened. And my conclusion is absolutely nothing happened as we're told, and the main thing that nobody talks about is if we disagree with most of the story, or even if we start off disbelieving some of the story, it moves to most of the story, and then it should logically conclude with all of the story. And the worst part of the story, of course, is that we're told people died. Now, what if nobody died? Would that change the whole story? For most people, or would that change the conclusion for most people? And the answer to me is yes, it would. Because you would say, well, if nobody died and no Arabs were used to crash into the towers and kill people, then what's the problem? Why are we doing all these things because of it if it was just a big joke? And the answer is, there is no reason to be doing any of these things if it is a big joke.
Yeah, it's definitely not justified.
Yeah. We didn't need to go invade Iraq twice. We didn't need to change or to create the biggest, one of the biggest federal agencies in the history of the world, Homeland Security. He didn't need any of that. And that's shocking.
Yeah. Look what that did.
Look what it cost. Look what it still costs to this day. And again, if they went that far with all their spending and all those creation, all those basically ministry creations, where are they going to stop? What's the end game? When is it going to stop? And the answer is until people realize, or more likely, never. Would you agree?
Yeah, dude, I agree. I just agree with everything you just said.
I thought you walked out the door.
I did, because I just left. I put the phone to my door, my ear.
No, that's okay. But yeah, do you mind if I record this call? If I save this call?
Yeah, dude, I don't mind.
Yeah, you haven't said anything bad. Neither have I. Yeah. But I just noticed that my Skype recorder comes on automatically. I'm just trying it out. I have this little record thing, and it crashed last time, but now it seems to be working. But
so do you follow? Do you study religious texts at all? Have you ever found any spiritual?
No,
Oman?
No. My family goes back many generations where they're not religious at all. I would call them a-religious. A meaning Latin for without. We're without religion.
Just, do you believe in a purpose or a being?
Well, not really. I'm
so you
fairly nihilistic. I just don't
have... Are you agnostic or are you atheist?
I would say... If I'm an atheist, then I believe in something. I believe in no God. So agnostic might be a better description.
Okay, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm in the church of nothing.
Answer that question just proves that you're very aware and very cautious.
Yeah, I'm not. It's just because that's how I was brought up. I was brought up with nothing. So really, it leaves you free to basically create your own truth and your own religion, I suppose. I think that's what that might mean.
Yeah, dude. So what I got from that, it's just as crazy to say there's a God that there isn't a God.
Yeah, I think that I go with this, with what I heard on the Fetzer show. Jim Fetzer had a show that I used to listen to. And that is, I can't prove there isn't a God, and you can't prove there is. So we're at a stalemate.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a really good recording that I meant to post?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Take a listen to this.
You have one new message.
Hey, Greg. You know, today I was thinking back to childhood, and when I used to think that I could just walk up to the end of the world, and very carefully... peek over the ledge. I remember voicing this to a teacher and her saying that it's impossible because the earth is round and you would just keep going and going with no end in sight. And with a slight amount of hesitation, I just tossed the impossible away. I gave up dreams for science. I traded the possibility of hang gliding off the end of the earth for walking forever. I'm not saying I believe in a flat earth. I mean, it's possible. What do I know? I know I can't seem to find any information on anyone flying a plane from north to south ever. What I am saying, though, is that we shouldn't be so easy to take dreams from each other. There has to be a happy medium for this, right? Are we all so riddled with impossibilities down to our core that we feel the need to let it flow through us, letting it overcome us and then spread? We are all so impressionable as children, and the ones that taught my generation didn't even have the knowledge they are teaching us available when they were in their impressionable ages. We can dream no more. We cannot believe in the impossible. Have we overlooked something detrimental to what it is to be human? Are we missing a key part of the human experience? Knowledge is power? Well, I ask who? Who wanted power? It's thought-provoking to consider that science has ruined us. I think of all the bad that has come from scientific discoveries and then try to outweigh it with all the good, and still I am lost. I just keep walking and walking, trying to find answers, because I had my dreams taken away from me as a child.
What did you think of that?
That was pretty good. I like how he started off.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I got that off...
yeah, science definitely doesn't... It just opens the door for more questions.
Yeah, I like that. I like that voicemail. I don't get those kind of voicemails. That's on someone else's someone else's podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dude, this is awesome, bro.
Well, yeah.
So what time is it in Canada right now, where you live?
In Toronto, where the NBA All-Star Weekend is happening.
Oh, nice. I watch the NBA all the time.
It is 10 to 6. I don't watch it, but I know I'm aware that it's here.
Yeah, that's how sick, dude. I'm a big Warriors fan.
Warriors. That is a Bay Area basketball team?
Yeah.
The only reason I know that is from the No Agenda show, and John C. Dvorak lives in the Bay Area. That's the only reason I know that, and he has recently been chatting about that.
What does he say?
He's a fan. That's all I know.
Oh, he's a fan. Oh, okay.
That's all I know. Yeah, well, if you hang out at fakeologist.com and just participate, come in the chat. If you go on the audio chat, I think you'll enjoy yourself. There's no fees. There's no membership.
So do you guys have a chat like Facebook or something, like a message system?
It's got its own chat. There's a fakeologist chat, chat.fakeologist.com. There's audio chat.fakeologist.com. I tend to stay away from the big centralized companies like Slavebook and Google.
I deactivated my Facebook a long time ago.
Smart. Yeah. I did too. I have a pseudonym there. I had Avarado there, but they asked for my passport, so now I can't get in. I thought, you know, what am I doing that I have to show Facebook my passport? And unfortunately, Aberrato doesn't have a passport, so he's not. I can't get into my own little. I created a little page on there for Fakeologist.
Were you talking about the truth and stuff?
Well, it was basically just republishing posts from Fakeologist.com, which is my platform.
And they fucking locked you and asked for your passport?
Yeah, I'm out. I got locked out, so I'm guessing.
Wow, dude. Fuck that.
Somebody must have flagged me. I don't know who.
Fucking should sue them for that.
Well, it's their party. I just can't come to the party. It's fine. I'm out of the party. So I have another. Yeah. I have another few pseudonyms over at Facebook, but I can't. I don't really put anything up there because number one, once you put it up, you're giving it to them. Free everything, so I don't want to do that. And number two, they can pretty much censor it in any way they feel.
Yeah, I mean,
and they can. It's their party. They can do what they want. I have my own space on the internet. I rent it. And if you guys want to, you can come over to my site and be away from Facebook, and you can choose whatever pseudonym you want and be yourself, then you should do that. And I guess I own all the material at my site, and I'm not censoring anything other than what I censor for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So I can't complain. You cannot complain about another system censoring your stuff. It's their house. You cannot walk into someone else's house and complain about the rules.
Yeah, but it's the internet, man. That's fucked up.
No, it's their website. They want you to think it's the internet. It's not the internet. It's one website. They would like it to be the total internet experience. And unfortunately for too many people, they think Facebook
is part of the internet.
It's
part of the internet.
They want it to be a big part of it. I want it to be no part of it.
Yeah, they want to control the internet. That's what you're saying.
Well, they're just controlling by convenience. They're just preying upon people's laziness. People are so lazy, they can't even start their own website. Right?
Yeah.
It's not hard. Anyone can start their own website. Rent your own space. Be your own person. Do not go on Facebook and then complain that you don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on YouTube and whine that someone took your video down. It's not your space. Just because everyone hangs out there doesn't mean you can take ownership for it. It's not yours. So why would you waste energy on something that's not yours? There,
you want to be able to post anything you want. Because like the connections from these websites, they have a lot of people like going through them. So
that's true.
No, I'm just saying it's bullshit, bro. Like I get what you're saying, dude. Like, you know, it's a system that we can't control, and it's already controlled for us, so we have to adapt to it. But
yeah, we have to get off it. Forget adapting. Get off it. Like you were smart. You got off it.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. So if all of us stop using these, will they become powerless?
Right.
This isn't.
Why would you put energy into a system you don't like?
That's okay, crazy. You're 100% right.
You only have so many hours in the day. Put your energy into something that you own. It's like fixing up a rental house. I don't get that. Why would you fix up a rental house or fix up a hotel room?
It's so convenient for all these people just to go on and upload a video. They think they're making money.
Yeah, it is convenient. That's why that's how they lure you in. I understand when you want to do heroin, the first month is usually free.
That's how all drugs are, man.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
When you meet a friend, they hook you up for the first, who knows, a month or two, like week, two weeks.
Yeah, and then you're a customer for life. We can't get away from it.
Yeah.
So the idea is just don't do the first month. Don't get hooked.
Yeah.
So get away from Facebook and get away from YouTube. You can host your own videos. It's not hard. You might have to pay a few bucks, but if no one's actually watching your videos, you don't have to pay anything. It's pay as you go, usually. And if they're good enough, people will find you, won't they?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Google search is badly skewed, but it still finds other sites now and then, other than their own sites.
Yeah, man, this is good talk, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
good.
I really like to ask you a series of questions once I like.
Write them down. Write them down. And I can bring together a panel of some of my favorite fakeologists, and you can just hit us up with all your questions. And if we can, edumacate, as I like to bastardize the word, one person, a 22-year-old, then our work we will have a successful day at work.
All right, that sounds awesome.
It's funny you're 22 because part of the hoax code, part of the Masonic graffiti, as it were, are all multiples of 11. So if you ever,
you're
right in there, buddy. 22. That's a big number for fakeologists and Gematria fans, Zach Hubbard fans.
So you watch Zach, huh?
I love Zach.
That was the person I was talking about before.
Okay. Well, you know, no one is going to agree with you 100%. I don't agree with Zach 100%. I enjoy listening to him, though.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy a lot. I think he has a lot of truth. But Zach, dude, the only thing I don't get is these words that he picks that... How does he pick these words? Like, I know they obviously have, like, some connection. Like, you know, Manning or something. Like, Broncos. Yeah. But I don't get how he can pick any word, dude. And do gematria of it.
Well, and that's how it's... That's why people find fault with Zach. He goes on and on, and he goes down and decodes the easy way, the hard way. He makes everything fit. And some people think that's too much. It's too...
Yeah,
trying
like, if
too
he
hard.
Can show how he picks these words, like, I know they relate to him just because, like, you know, they're words that do relate, but if he picks how, like, shows relationship other than they add up to the thing, like, how does he...
Yeah, how does he add them up? Yeah.
Like, well, how does he pick? No, how does he pick this word to add up to this word? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like he's forcing the key into the lock a lot of times.
But hey, but he was right during the Super Bowl, and I did watch the Super Bowl, and that was complete scripted. I think that was complete bullshit.
Yeah.
And that makes me want to, you know, watch him more and test his theory and, like, you know, like, test his videos out.
Well, he's not the only one that called that. I don't even know what he said, to be honest, because I usually, when he does sports analysis, it's just not, I'm not interested in sports, so I can't even check it because I'm not interested at all. So I usually skip over those things, even though I'm sure he is right. I can't watch everyone's video. I can't listen to every audio. I can't read every web page, but I do put his stuff on my recommended audios. And I have my own streaming server, by the way, s2.fakeologist.com, where all my favorite audios of the week, I stream them. So if anyone has a streaming device where they don't want to download, they can just tune into my always streaming radio station. Or shouldn't even call it radio, because radio is an old term. My 24/7 streaming station. And I change that every week. I change the audios on there every week. And I have about 2 people that listen. But I think as internet becomes free for audio in cars, then people will need channels to tune into that are good. And I know there'll be a million channels by that time, but I'll just be one more. So you can listen to Zach, some of the audios I take off his YouTube channel and put them there for those that don't have time to sit in front of their computer and look at every YouTube, which is, I certainly don't. I do a lot of driving. I can't watch YouTube when I'm driving, but I can listen to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I can listen. So all you guys that do YouTubes, don't just rely on the visuals. Make sure you describe what you're talking about for those people that don't have or cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have good audio where you're describing what you're talking about. Don't just rely on visuals. Because nothing fools people more than what they see. I think that's why blind people are better off. If they can't see something, if you can't describe it to them, then it's not real to them. So it would be a lot harder to fool blind people.
Damn.
Right? I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so line up some questions, and then we'll have you on an audio.
About how many questions should I line up?
As many as you want. 50?
50, okay.
If you line up 10, by the time you start talking, you'll get 50 more.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's how conversation works. And you mentioned the word conversate. I've never heard that word until the last couple of years. I want to know if that's become a... Has that been added to the dictionary? Let me look.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm afraid it has.
Conversate.
Good Lord. It says non-standard intransitive verb. Back formation from conversation. First known use, 1829. Oh my goodness. That's amazing. Well, there you go. It's supposed to be a real word.
Conversate.
And then, of course, the word of the day today is...
Canoodle.
Do you know what that means?
Canoodle.
No. Is that like a fake? Something
canoodle.
Like
it means to hug and kiss another person.
Perfect for Valentine's Day.
That's why they put it there.
Canoodle.
Yeah.
That's from the Merriam-Webster.com dictionary.
Conversate.
Okay. All right. Well, it was nice chatting with you. I got to eat my dinner now. It's 6:01 in the p.m. here in Toronto.
Yeah, dude. It was really good listening to you.
It's warmed up to minus 12 Celsius or 11 Fahrenheit. It's become a warm day today. I apologize. I apologize to all the Americans that are here now, because everything they thought about Canada, all the stereotypes have come true for them, all the NBA players that are here. We had our coldest weekend of the season this weekend, so these guys are dying.
God.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, come on. You got my email, ima@fakeologist.com. You can come into the chat, fakeologist.com.
Yeah, I'll register your site. I'll look up the chat stuff.
Yeah.
Mainly I'll be on Skype. I'm always on Skype.
Yeah.
But what I do, I sell gaming accounts. So.
You do gaming, you said?
Yeah, I do gaming accounts for, that's all my business, because I like to work at home.
What does that mean? I don't know. What is a gaming account?
Like World of Warcraft, League of Legends.
So you must be familiar with the program TeamSpeak. Isn't that for gaming?
Oh, I've heard of that. I don't use it, but I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, what I think it allows you to talk while you're playing games to each other.
Yeah.
So if you sign up to TeamSpeak, get a login at Fakeologist, audiochat.fakeologist.com. I have my own audio server, and you can just log in. It's pretty quiet these days. So if you want to talk to people, just go to chat.fakeologist.com for typing. And then you can meet people there, or you can tell them to go to Skype, or that kind of thing.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I'll be definitely down to do that.
Yeah. So I'll post this impromptu chat. I'll call this an audio chat. I won't call this a show. I do post all my audios under audiochat.fakeologist.com if you want to listen to real people chat. I'll post this, and people can introduce themselves to you, and then the other fakeologists that listen can wait for you to come online.
How many users do you have?
Pardon me?
How many users do you have on the site?
Well, I have about 250, but...
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is that I wanted my own user registration, but the problem is all the features on my website, they don't work with the software I use for the website, so they all work on their own. So the chat, you need to register at another server, Chat Tango, and so they're not related at all. I can't tie them together because I can't run my own website for less than too much per month that I'm willing to pay. So I rely on other people's software. So the chat has its own login. And now I've switched the commenting to discuss because that's just easier for people. Do you know discuss? D-I-S-Q-U-S? That's a commenting software that's used by many websites. So you need a membership. Well, you don't need a member. You can get a login for that. You don't need a login, but it helps. So I don't really have a login for my site, really. There's not really any registration. Unless you want to go to the forums.fakeologist.com where you can start your own topic. You see?
Hello?
Yep. 2212. You there?
Check. Sorry. I disconnected for a second. Sorry, I'm listening.
Yeah, you went yellow. The conversation went slow.
Yeah, but okay. So I'll definitely sign up for the chat. And I'll hit you up for some questions over Skype.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, now our connection went back to fast. You know how Skype has a little bar there?
Oh, yeah, it tells you the quality.
Yeah, it went to yellow there. That's strange. Yeah, so hit me up, and we'll do an audio sometime in the future.
Okay, yeah, man. That's awesome how you know Zach, too, because... He got me some. I was reading his blog and he got me a little curious. So I might ask you a little questions, like like theories that he's brought up that he thinks is going to happen.
Yeah. How did you find my website, by the way, fakeologist.com?
I think it was late at night, and I was doing some research on a certain subject. I forget exactly what it was, but I can search through my history and find out exactly how I found it.
Yeah,
but
I know. I'm curious. I'm always curious.
I was reading. I know I was watching Zachary's YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And what prompted me, I took a Google search. I forgot exactly what I searched.
Yeah.
And I Google searched something, and then your website came up. And then that you had a Skype thing. Yeah. Oh, you know what I did? I think I was trying to look for Zachary's, if Zach had a Skype.
Oh.
And then funny. I found your Skype just because you were listing your Skype through your website. And
yeah.
I clicked the link and I did a control find for Skype and I just added that Skype.
Isn't that amazing? It's so random, the internet, when we are searching around, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so random. That's what I love about it. It's always such a surprise what you run into.
Yeah, you probably have a lot more experience with that because you have 250 people who found you. That's cool.
Yeah, it's always usually referrals. You're a random guy. So Zach hardly referred you to me, but you just randomly stumbled up.
Yeah,
That's randomly just as good. Hey, it's all good. It's just as good, but it's fun to remember these things because you're right. You have to go through your history to try and figure out how did I get here. So now that you told me, at least you'll always remember now. It was through Zach.
That's true.
So. I try and leave comments everywhere that I like, and hopefully people click on my profile and they can find me. But I'm afraid that most people don't do that. Just the people that stalk me, the sock puppet accounts that come out. Just the stalkers.
It's hard to find most of the comments on there on like videos are just hate or just, you know.
That's why on my website I do moderate the comments. So if there's stuff that's like you just said, hate, I just throw it in the garbage because nobody wants to read it anyway. I will sometimes collect the hate into a pile. So if you want to read the hate, I'll let you click on a separate link. Most people don't want to see that actually. They don't. I moderate all my comments. But once I know you, I don't moderate your comments. So if I know your profile and you tell me, I whitelist you. So you'll just go right through. You won't have to wait for your comment to show up.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. Yeah, it's just better that way. Because people don't have time to go through the garbage. And I think a lot of YouTubers should moderate their comments too. It's such a waste of time for most people.
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, nice chatting with you. All the best, and we'll see you on the waves.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Tim.
All right, take care. All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye.
Hi, this is Derillium, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.